Big Mal, he's got the strongest side running out, and that'll be against Samoa in Darwin. Pretty hot up there this time of
the
year.
Hot.
But our regular, who's fit, he's raring to go. He might have been a bit nervous a couple of days ago. Hello, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Yeah, mate, you got the jersey on. You're running out. Did you honestly think you would be?
Oh, look, I thought I was in a little bit of trouble. It didn't look too good on the replay.
Never does, does it?
But I tried, I didn't drop him, and no. You know, once I knew he was in a dangerous position, I tried to pull him back, but it still looked a little bit awkward. So, you know, you never know. You just got to wait till the judiciary looks at it. And, you know, I was pretty lucky to get off, and, you know, I won't be putting my hand between anybody's legs anytime soon, that's for sure.
No, well, see, that's the golden no-no, and that gets you time in the NRL. Then lifting above the horizontal gets you time, and then when the studs are pointing to the sky, you know you're in serious trouble. I mean, you tried to put him down as gentle, but you got him into a dangerous position. You owe him a carton of beers too, mate. He came out in good support of you.
I don't think he drinks beer. I'll give him a carton of Coke. But, look, mate, yeah, I think he was, that probably helped a bit. You know, Timmy Mena's sort of a top player. It's hard to get him on his back, and I was just trying to lift his leg and sort of turn him to the side, and, you know, the way we had him in the tackle, it didn't work out well. It just went sort of awkward. But, I sort of think, I sent him a text message and thanked him for what he said after the game, because it probably went a long way to help me get off the charge.
Yeah, I think so, mate. He looked after you in that respect. Let's talk about the game itself and just the conditions in Darwin. How are you finding them?
Oh, yeah. It's like when we went to train yesterday, it was belting down raining. Then 10 minutes later, it was 40 degrees. So, look, it's nice and hot up here. And I think it's more the humidity is really, really hot. So we had our first heat out yesterday, and you know, our staff don't want us to do too much, especially because today's our day off. They sort of want us to stay inside and you know, not get too much heat stroke or whatever it is. And, just sort of stay nice and calm. But, yeah, the weather's nice, and it sort of makes you want to go outside and do things, because there's a lot of things to do up here. But, you know, we've been told to sort of just calm down and, you know, prepare well for the game on Friday.
Mate, get in a car, get down to the Adelaide River. It's only about an hour's drive, less than that. You can go and see the croc jumping.
Well, no, the croc jumping's done because it's the wet season now.
Is it wet season?
Okay.
Yeah, so a couple blocks down from where we are, actually, there's like a croc. You can jump in this big glass container and go in the water. So I think we're going to go do that today.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool, actually.
Yeah.
Around the hotel.
They look placid, don't they?
Yeah, good. I'll just go to the foyer bar.
We got to play, mate.
everyone fit, mate, and everything's humming along.
Yeah, you know, we got through our group stages without a loss, and you know, everyone's really excited now. This is the big end of the tournament now. You know, you want to be playing quarters. We've got a big game against Samoa on Friday, and like you said earlier, we've chosen our strongest side we could choose, and you know, we've really got to make a statement, because you know, we've been okay in our pool games. We've sort of just been winning, but we haven't been happy with sort of our attack. Our defence has been really good, but yeah, execution and attacks really let us down. So now it's a big one for us this week, and a lot of the boys are really looking forward to Friday night.
So it's time to pull everything out. It's time to hit your straps.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you want to start going into quarters with a bit of you know, I don't know, we haven't had two, our combinations haven't been too well. You know, we've got Mockham Morgan back at 5'8". Billy's playing again. You know, we've got both our centres back. So, yeah, we've got everybody on deck. So there's no excuses. And, you know, we're out there to, you know, we're playing for Australia. You know, what more of a thrill can you ask for? So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. And like you said, two hands on deck and ready to rip and tear on Friday night.
Hey, did you watch the Tongan game the other day?
Oh,
yeah, how good was that? You know,
it was amazing.
I think they were down 42 or 16-2.
16-2 at halftime, Woodsy. Yeah.
I don't think many people would have gave them a chance from there. And, you know, just, I don't know what it is, but just watching them, it's just, I love watching those sort of, those nations, especially what they did with the haka before the game. And you see Jason Tomalolo lead. I'm not sure what they call it, but he led their sort of version of the haka. And I think a lot of our boys, we were talking about it. So, you know, imagine what the other fans of rugby league. So it's just good for the game. And, you know, they're going to be a very hard side to beat. They're going to get a lot of confidence out of that, beating New Zealand. I think it's the first time they've ever done it. So it's just so good for rugby league.
Yeah, and you want those stories in a World Cup, don't you? And the sides that we knew they were strengthened by
best thing.
Yeah, the players that came across, obviously, but you need that in a World Cup, Woodsy.
Exactly. It almost, you know, Scotland almost knocked off Samoa on the same day too. So, you know, it shows that the World Game is getting stronger. The other sides are becoming. It's not just second tier and first tier now, you know. They were classified as a second tier team, Tonga, but now look at the, you know, they actually, you know, had a really good result against New Zealand, and, you know, they go in with a lot of confidence. I think they play Lebanon now, and then, you know, they're a chance of versus England to get in the finals. So,
that's right.
I don't think many people would have picked them to be in the final at the start of the year.
So the way it works out, you know, if it goes to favourites, you'd be playing the Kiwis in the semi, and you could play Tonga in the final.
Yeah.
If they beat England in the final, the semi-final, sorry.
So, yeah, and they're a massive chance to do that too, because, you know, they're two massive big four packs going against each other, and, you know, it's rugby league, mate. Anything can happen. And I reckon they would have grew that much confidence after knowing that they can beat New Zealand. You know, I think they started off a bit, you know, they're a bit timid, but once they sort of got a bit of a sniff and realised and started to believe in themselves, anything can happen. And that's what the sides like, Tonga and Samoa are like. If you give them the opportunities and they start taking it, they start believing a lot more, and then they become really dangerous.
Yeah. They've been disappointing, Samoa, so we're hopeful. I mean, you guys win quite clearly, but they put up a good fight because they're three matches, they're 0-3, and they've been disappointing.
Yeah, I think, but, you know, they played Tonga and you know, if a couple of bounces of the ball in the other way, they were a chance of winning that. And, you know, they rested a lot of players against Scotland. I think they underestimated Scotland. And, you know, this time, you know, they're going to come out and they're going to be real fiery. You know, they're playing against Australia. Obviously, we're number one. So they've got a point to prove. And they're really going to come out strong and try and match it. But we just got to go out and play our own game. You know, if we worry too much about Samoa, you know, we get caught in worrying about them too much. We waste a lot of energy on them. So, you know, our main thing is to focus on ourselves and play the footy that we know we can play, and we just need to execute better because we've been pretty poor in that this tournament.
Woodsy, a couple of pieces of advice. Stay inside that protective sheeting today when you go crocodile jumping.
No, Woodsy, you'd scare them off anyway.
Nah. And the other one is...
There's no way Woodsy's going to get a death roll the size of it.
Mate, the other one is stay away from monsoons after you finish on Friday night.
100%, mate. No worries.
Have you seen monsoons? It's in the main street there.
There's a couple of individuals called monsoons up there. Hey, Woodsy, I went to a croc park in Zimbabwe once, and there was an old chap who has fed the crocs for years.
Robert Mugabe.
And he was killing them off. And he was sort of on an angle where I could see his left arm and all the rest of it, and then everything was with the left arm, and he turned... He didn't have a right arm.
Nah.
Oh, crap.
And we were walking to another reptile area, and I couldn't help but say, mate, he said, yeah, croc incident.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was fortunate because the death roll just ripped the arm off rather than...
Don't tell him that. He's about to go diving.
Well, I just want him to be thinking of those sort of things.
You may be nice and calm to go into this croc box.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. You'll be right, mate. You're in.
Just stick to the wave pool down the front there on the boat. See you, buddy.
Will do. See you guys.